Join us as we pledge allegiance and call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a public hearing, stormwater management for 7.34 acres in Liberty Township. Is anyone here to speak to the commission during this public hearing, either for or against? Anyone wishing to be heard during this public hearing for stormwater management?
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And I do have a resolution to approve stormwater management for $96.66 per month, or per year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ray, we have an update on CSEA.
Yes. Morning, Commissioners, and Derek.
Hello.
Derek had asked me to talk a few minutes today about what's going on at the CSEA, and right up I want to say that our budget looks good for the remainder of 2007 and 2008.
Always good news.
Yeah. We had a bit of a scare, as you may be aware of the Deficit Reduction Act from the U.S. Congress passed in 2005, and we were looking at a $500,000 deficit for calendar year 2008, and we were quite worried about it. And we were very happy to find out in the state's recent budget bill in June that they're going to plug the gap for us. They're giving the all the counties in their general state allocation about $17.5 million, and that's going to satisfy our $500,000 deficit we were looking in 2008. When we found out about the Deficit Reduction Act, we took a very conservative approach in our hiring at the CSEA, and we've been doing that in about the last year. Our caseload since 2003 has grown from approximately 24,000 to we're approaching 30,000, and even with that, we had not been hiring new staff, as well as when staff left or retired, et cetera, we didn't replace them. So with the budget looking good now and our caseload ever increasing, went to Derek and he gave me the approval to start hiring, and we posted 4 investigator positions now, and my goal within the next year is maybe up to at least 8 or more. And the investigator positions we're posting are the core heart and soul of our agency. They're the ones who are actually working our cases. Our state computer system is called the SET system, and they monitor it each day, look for alerts, they locate obligors, they help enforce child support orders. In enforcing child support orders, these investigators are the ones that are putting on the administrative liens. They're the ones that are issuing wage assignments. They're the ones that are doing the tax intercepts, and on and on and on. And without them, we really, really are hurting. And they also are at the heart and soul of our customer service, answering the phones, answering the public's questions. So getting these people in there will make a huge difference as to getting the cases processed, as well as outreach to the public and getting their questions answered when it happens. Now, one of the things we've been looking at doing, enforcement activities, one of our main activities is the driver's license suspension. And we do that as a matter of course, but what we decided to do is we have a quarterly blitz now, and we did it last April, and we're doing it again in July, where anyone who's in default, we're suspending their driver's license. They are sent notice. They have an initial notice on the default notice that goes out when they're behind in their child support. We send an additional notice saying, driver's license is being suspended, and you got to get in here to do something about it if you want it reinstated. Now, what we've also decided to do in August is Child Support Awareness Month, and that's where we try to do a lot of PR, make people aware of things that are happening with the child support, arena. And what we decided to do this year, along with a few of the other metro counties, is a license reinstatement blitz. And so what we're doing is we're doing another mass mailing to all those licenses, all those obligors who have had their licenses suspended. We're saying, hey, once again, you can get into the CSEA. We're willing to work with you. What we're requiring is 1 month's payment of child support, plus information to do a deduction order either to a bank or an employer. And we're sending out, I do have a copy of this. We're doing, we're making posters, but, and I can pass this out to the extra copies, but these are going to go out. Excuse me. These are going to go to the obligors. And there's going, once again, it's kind of small for everybody else to see, but I can pass it out. It says, make a right turn, Ohio Child Support Month's August license reinstatement program, support your kids. And then it has contact information there. And we'll have that with a cover letter saying, you know, hey, your license has been reinstated, but if you pay a month's worth of support, plus give us information as to a deduction order for a bank or a wage assignment, we'll reinstate the license. There's a $25 fee to reinstate, but we'll have that all that information for them. When we did the last license suspension blitz in April, it was very successful. We suspended about 1,100 licenses, and we collected just on that $124,000. So we're hoping this blitz plus then this campaign to reinstate, where we're having these flyers sent to people plus posters, and I think there might be some general media that the state will be sending out about it, will even make a bigger difference in getting some money in. Also in the Child Support Awareness Month, we're doing a few other things. We're doing billboards. We have 12 billboards posted through Middletown and Hamilton. We're doing CSA informational inserts, and there's about 36,000 going out in the City of Hamilton utility bills, and it just gives some information about the CSA. We're also releasing our 21st Wanted poster, and that we usually send about 300 copies of that out to various law enforcement and establishments and business establishments throughout the area. And since the inception of the poster, I want to give you some statistics here. 171 absent parents have been located. 171 absent parents have been featured on the poster. 131 have been located, and we've collected approximately $1.3 million from these posters. So they've been very successful. We're also going to continue the idea of the downsize wanted poster. And this is where we got a lot of notoriety back last March or April, if you remember. We're putting them on pizza boxes. We still have Karen's Pizza, Easy's, and Fairfield Pizza are willing to do this. But more importantly, what has really been effective, and the media really didn't pick this up, is the use of the downsized wanted posters by the law enforcement agencies. We've sent them out to over 500 local law enforcement agencies in the tri-state area, and they actually put these posters in their cruisers, and it really helps. There's a picture then to identify if there's an outstanding warrant and picking these people up. So it's been very effective. We're doing also for August Awareness Month a Jeans Day each Wednesday, and the employees have to pay $5 to wear jeans. They very much like to do that. And then what we do is at the end of the month, we take all the money and we contact a local school that there was a committee that we set up, and the employees of CSCA choose a school that's in need and then present them a check. We did this last year for Madison Elementary, and we gave them $1,074. And finally, we're going to do an informational seminar for the local attorneys here. We get a lot of questions about just how we do business here, and it's going to be a continuing legal education credit, and we're going to give them information and answer questions that they've been wanting to do. It's probably going to be a half day. We're hoping to get it in August. It might be in September, just with trying to balance it with other CLEs around the area. And then finally, on an added note, we are just notified by the state office that we won two awards for our performance for federal fiscal year 2006, but they give the awards out this time of the year. We were the number one metropolitan county in establishing paternity orders, and then the biggest thing is we won the overall award for excellence in performance of all our incentive categories, which are, these are the main categories in child support, are establishing support, establishing paternity, enforcing support orders, collecting on arrears, and cost effectiveness. So we've been doing a good job. I feel very confident that with added staff that we really can take this to the next level. So appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Any questions?
No, just a really good job. Those awards don't come easy. What if we could send the note of our appreciation for the staff to read.
But okay. Thank you.
Express our appreciation to the staff and of course you and your administrative part persons. So good job.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next on agenda is Dave.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jalabet?
Yes.
And then the second item I have is the Village of Princeton. It's a replat of Lot 37 in Liberty Township.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jalabet?
Yes.
Looks like an afterthought.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Good to see you back, Steve.
Yeah.
I understand it's temporary, though.
That's all you need?
Right here.
Who do we talk to make it permanent? First of all, you don't want to do that.
Next, we'll go on to communications.
First, to approve minutes from the last meeting, approve travel and training, finance, approve transfers and appropriations, and amended certificate of estimated resources, personnel accept resignation, and then reassign Julie Holmes to acting chief dog warden under Job and Family Services, child care contract with Jelly Bean Junction, amend number two for the contract with the Line Barger, Golgan, Blair, and Sampson, LL, a Job and Family Services contract with Self and Community Health Consortium, approve and execute contract with the Lifespan and Adult Care Enterprises, approve children's services payroll, approve contract between Steve M. Thornton and CSB and Sarah McCurry Oates at CSB, Job and Family Service child care contracts with Field of Grace Baptist Church, also with Scholars Educational Academy and Knowledge Learning Corporation and Tender Hearts Child Development Center, also job service contract with Boys and Girls Club of Hamilton. Under Environmental Services, approve and adopt fee schedule for water meters, approve and execute 3 USDA agreements, release performance bond for Highlands Retail Center water main extension, release 1-year maintenance bond to Country Oaks Section 2B, accept the resignation of training coordinator and senior engineer, award contract for water and sewer services construction incorporated, advertise for bids for uniform rental cleaning program, approve OPWC project under county engineer, cancel sidewalk performance bond for Cedarbrook Section 6, approve agreement with Baron Becker Engineer, rescind resolution for award of uniform rental program, advertise for bids for Indian Creek Bridge under Butler County contract, exchange of bond for a Highland Acres 7th edition, receive and refer contract for southeast paving of various roads in Hanover Township curb replacement, cancel sidewalk performance bond for Providence Meadows, approve special hauling permit. Under miscellaneous, approve 18 bond anticipation notes and 2 consolidation resolutions. Approve multi-year agreement with Southwest Council of Aging and Elderly Services. Approve 3 reimbursements to EMA for training. Approve intergovernmental agreement with Erie County for imaging. That's Rhonda's. Approve lease agreement with Milford Township for countywide communications system. That's for the ground for the where a tower is going to be constructed. Approve contract with Community Counseling and Crisis Center. Approve amendment to a resolution. Accept 2 resignations and 2 appointments to the Workforce One Investment Board. Advertise for bids for merchant services for county offices. Allocate funds to YWCA through the marriage license fee and under the care facility. Approve 5 personnel actions.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jalabet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything that fellows want to bring up?
Nothing at this time. I'd like to express our appreciation for the various dignitaries in our audience.
We got the
Sheriff Jones, Chief Fertelman, Chief Dickey, and Chief Schutte just stepped out. And, of course, the mayor of Trenton, Rhonda.
Anyone in the audience have anything to bring up?
Very good. Okay. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jalabet?
Yes.